Hi there, it's Chris. It's early in the new year and it's a really good time. Lots of people are starting to reflect on what they did last year and set up the year ahead. Very typical activities and actions to be going on at this time of year. And it's at times like this when we do reflections that we realise how often and how much time we spend, for example, scrolling through our Facebook feed or our Twitter feed or our Instagram timeline. And then only afterwards realising, oh, how much time did I waste? How much? What was the point of doing all of that? And the same is true for email. When we look at so many people have email inboxes that are hundreds, sometimes thousands of emails long. And we try to convince ourselves that actually it's all either useful or it's dealt with. And the reality is that this is just taking huge amounts of brain space and headspace. Every single little article or post doesn't seem very much. Every little email doesn't seem to be that significant. It's only a little email. But actually, if you look at nature, you see the same thing happening with remarkable effects. So take an ant's nest, for example. Now, an individual ant is a tiny thing. It's really weak. It has no, in the scheme of things, you know, it's no great threat on its own. But when they combine together, that nest of ants, that whole family colony of ants, becomes a force to be reckoned with. And the outside world, they have a great protection and a defence. And they're very successful against the outside world. Now, I'm not suggesting a conspiracy theory here about Facebook posts or emails, but the same thing happens, right? Look at the Facebook posts, and every one, not so much of a big deal. But collectively, they're very, they get the result they want. So when you're scrolling through your, say, your Facebook feed, for example, and you realise that you've been scrolling for 10, 15 minutes, an hour maybe, it's an interesting question I heard the other day. Are you using Facebook or is Facebook using you? Interesting, right? Because Facebook needs eyeballs to serve their advertisers. So actually, if you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, how much time are you wasting? And are you being used by the system, right? And the same is true for your emails, right? If you've got an inbox full of emails, every single email, it's like an ant, no big deal. And how many of those emails are coming from autoresponders for newsletters and promotions and status updates? How many times, especially at this time of year, have you seen emails saying, hey, you may have noticed we've been quiet for a while and now they're going to start ramping up the communication, right? Every single one of those, no big deal. Collectively, now you have a problem. If in the year ahead you want to do something special, have better results than you did last year, to get better results, you need to do less. You need to focus more and you need to be clear. And all of those distractions are not helping you in getting clarity and getting focus. So what's the way around it? Why does it happen and what's the way around it? Well, why does it happen? FOMO, fear of missing out. This actually comes from our evolution. It used to be really useful to know that there's a particular predator waiting for us at that bend in the river, so we could avoid it. So information could be life-saving and certainly protection. So there would be useful bits of information being shared, right? And now, maybe in the next newsletter that this person sends, there'll be something useful in it. And it's always the hope that there's something useful next time and the fear of missing out, FOMO, that makes us say, well, okay, I'll stick with it. It's time to change that habit. But how do you do that? The answer is filters. Hence, I've called this FOMO and filters. Filters, especially if you're using the Gmail interface for your email, the same functionality applies in the other formats too. But filters are so massively useful, and I'm sure they're hugely underused. Right? You can have a filter for so when you get an email in, instead of clicking the unsubscribe button, because I know we should, but we don't want to in case, right? I don't now. Personally, I don't use the unsubscribe button. What I do is I set up a filter. And for this email, when I'm on this list or it's coming from this person, this email address, maybe even the whole domain, I just set up a filter. And the filter, the first thing that I will do on that is say, skip the inbox. And now I'll never see it again. But there's other things you can do in that using filters. So you can say, skip the email box in the inbox and delete. And then it's gone. You can say, skip the email box and that's all. So it stays within there. So I can find it if I want to. It's not gone forever. Right. It's just not taking my attention in my inbox. You can do other things with filters, like you can apply a label, you can move it to a particular folder, you can forward it automatically to somebody who should be receiving these emails instead of you. A whole load of other stuff. Right? They're brilliantly useful, but massively underused, I think. And when you get into the regime of setting up filters, personally, I've got literally hundreds of filters set up for different emails provided senders, and it just creates, the result is it creates an inbox that's very clean, very focused, and it's only got the ones that I know that I really want. How do you overcome FOMO? Well, I can still go and look at them. I can still find them if I want them. Right? But and if something prompts me, oh, did you see that email from someone the other day? No, I didn't, but I can search for it. Oh, there it is. I did get it, but it never got my attention in the first place. So filters on, especially through the Gmail interface, but using the same idea in other email platforms, hugely changes the inbox effect. Same is true on Facebook. You can use notifications and only refer to those. You can hide from timeline. There are plenty of other tools that exist within these platforms. We just have to overcome that evolutionary desire not to miss out. Right? And when we can do that, we get clear and clean, and we only see and we only get affected by and attracted to what really matters. I hope that's useful. Now, I have developed this practice myself because I just had an inbox that was horrible. This was a long time ago. And now I practice inbox zero, but filters are the key to that. That's one little tool. But also the whole thing about distraction and staying focused and being reminded on what's important. I knew that I wasn't able to stay focused for whatever reason. I was always being distracted. So I knew that I had that problem to solve. And so what I did was designed and built a system to do it so that now I get reminded and I get stay focused on what really matters. And that system's available. I thought, well, it works for me. I'm finding it really useful. And now lots of people are using it. I'm thrilled that they're doing so. There's no charge. It's just a system that's useful for you. So the link for it is at it'll be in the comments or in the description to this video, but it's the3fs.com/acc, lowercase acc, and go to that link and see what the system's about, because I'm sure it'll really help you. It's helping loads of people right now, and it's free, so go do it. I hope anyway all of that is useful. Stay focused, and let's have a really good year ahead. Bye for now.